You hear a cricket?
Yes.
Well, that's mine.
That's you?
I'm sorry. My classroom pet is bearded dragons in my class, in my bedroom, because that's the one place I could fit his cage, and he doesn't eat all the crickets, and so they sit there and chirp.
I'm looking around like, where the heck?
Close your eyes.
Sorry.
I'm camping. I'm camping.
So it's a bit soothing, actually, because when he ate all of them eventually, it was super quiet, and I'm like, this is really, I can't fall asleep. Like, I really need the crickets.
Science teacher problems.
Yeah, science teacher problems.
Girl,
I'm great. I'm so excited to join the tits mini session.
Ain't no mini tits here, girl.
Oh, well. Oh, excuse me.
It's a triple.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, I have a negative bra size. That's mine. I'm like concave.
I don't know. We all make up for it. Like a dog under your shirt all the time. I don't know. That's
just like my belly. Oh, my boobs. But my sister always talks about having to have the word, you know, welcome tattooed on the right side so that they know what side to flip you over on, you know, flip me over something so they know what side's up.
You, oh my god.
Top and back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, fragile.
Anyway. Look at Anne looking so official.
I know. She's all business.
Yeah, I am all business.
She is. She's party all in business front. In the front and party in the back.
I don't look like a pilot. Sorry. You guys all look like pilots.
Pilot?
Oh yeah, if I could get on a plane and get the fuck out of here, I would too. It would be nice.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was the question. That was a question I got last night or the other night. What do you want to do for the holidays? I'm like, seriously? Like, what are we gonna do?
I'm like, what are my choices?
Yeah. What is our option? Nothing.
So let me get started, because here we are in our, this is our third minimum day episode, transparencyandteaching.com, the mini version. And here we are with tits. My, once again, yeah, tits, whatever. Tits. I know you just like to say that. Tits. It's kind of weird tits. To type it. I know. But
you got to do the capital T's and the lowercase
I. Yeah, it's capital T, lower I, capital T, then small n.
So then it's not so bad. It looks
cool. That was Jen's idea in the beginning when we, I came up with transparency and teaching and then.
I think it should be in like an announcer's voice. Now, tits with
on the ones and twos, and tits in the house, tits, three tits.
I was trying to do an intro and it got away from me already.
Oh gosh!
So here I am today again. It's me, Anne, here along tits. with
yes
with. Jennifer.
Hello.
And Sharon. And today we have a special guest sitting with us, Angel, who we've been like throwing her name around in the last couple episodes. So I thought, let's just drag her on.
She's
here.
She's like, oh shit, I haven't listened yet.
No.
She's girl, like,
you think I've had time? Oh my God. No.
Girl, you got
barely
nothing
have
but time.
I barely have time.
You're just
to
a
pee.
Teaching mom with two little ones in school at home. What do you mean you got time? Shoot.
You know, I don't have a house
on your extended vacation. You got time.
That's what I wanted to talk about, though, kind of the way I wanted to focus today was talking about parents' perspective on us going back to school, because I know a week or two ago, the district sent out some information. People glommed on to that really quickly, the parents in the area, and they started like throwing out things about going back to school and how it's about time these teachers ended their extended summer vacations. And I started getting a little like, a little angry about that. And then
yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah,
on that
see,
one.
I made a couple of you feel uncomfortable too. But I know that if you are a parent and you have little kids at home, and especially little kids, because I think this whole pandemic has been way more stressful on the little ones than it has the older kids. But Sharon, you've got kids at home too, so you can speak on that level. But that's one of the reasons why I wanted to drag Angel in here. And she's late because she had to deal with her kids. Oh my God.
All right. I was like taking 10 minutes to do a snack crate with my kids. They get super excited every time we get one of those in the mail. And that's like something that we do together. So my bad for actually spending time snack with my kids. Crate.
How dare you?
What is that? What does that mean?
It's like when I get my bark box and it comes with dog toys and treats for your kids.
Huh. So it's a box and they pick a country and they send you snacks from that country.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I have the mystery one. So we don't know where the snacks are coming from.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You got pictures of dried bat or anything in there. Oh my God. We don't know where it came from.
I haven't had that yet, but there's some dried rabbit turd.
Be careful.
Oh my God. I don't know where that would come from.
Say, oh my God, look at this liquid. There's a worm in it. Weird. Let's drink it. Mom, I'm tired. Good night.
Cool. And I would be like, sweet.
So Angel, tell us a little bit about your sitch. Like what's going on, like your age of your kids and what you're trying to do. Let's do the parent part first. Let's do the parent side.
I put my parent hat on. I have two kids at home with me. One is 10 and in fifth grade, and one is, I think, six. Yeah, she's six, and she's in first grade. That's my sitch. We're at home together all day.
So what's your schedule like? How does that work in the mornings?
I roll out of bed at the latest hour possible because I can't sleep at all at night now because of this whole situation. So I'm usually in bed by 2:30, 3:00. No joke. Cause I got so much on my mind. My kids roll out of bed luckily on their own whenever they kind of feel like it because they have PM session, which is kind of nice. So
yeah,
I start work. Usually they're up. I don't know. 7:45-ish, I say good morning, and then I show my little curtain in between my living room and my kitchen, and they're back there making their own breakfast and doing their own work, and I start work. So
what's work, Angel?
What's work?
Yeah.
For me?
Well, we know because we work
for
with
them.
You, but everybody else doesn't.
Oh, okay, so I teach science.
Okay.
Yay, science, 7th grade. Magical science. I have a session at 8:30 from 8 to 10:45, and then from 12:15 to 3:00, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I'm like,
that's right.
So here's usually what happens. I'll go from 8 to 10:45 with multiple interruptions during my lesson.
Because
my little ones just feel the need to stand and stare at me from the side. So they'd be right here where you can't really see them in the camera, but they're standing there staring at me and they're going.
I got news for you. My 15-year-old and 16-year-old do the same thing.
Oh my gosh. So that's legit. I don't even know how many times during a lesson I get done at 10:45. I make them lunch. I have to get them ready for their session at 12:00.
What does that mean, get them ready?
Well, if they're not dressed, because they decided not to dress themselves yet, because it's, I don't know, they could stay in their pajamas all day. At least brush their hair. Good Lord. Brushing their hair is probably the most important thing because it looks like a hot mess. But Emma's in fifth grade and she has her own desk in her bedroom and she's pretty much self-compliant. She can do her own thing. She knows, she dresses herself now and she's getting older and she puts little earrings on, she necklaces on, and it's super cute. But Brooke's desk is the kitchen table. So I have to set up and take down her desk every day. And it's a lot. It's her whiteboard, her little dots and her little math cubes, and then she's got three books that they work from, And she's got her headphones and her mouse and then her computer. So I got to get her set up before I get 15 minutes in between all that chaos to scarf down lunch and maybe sit down before I have to sit on my second session. So that's like the chaos of our mornings.
So in your second session, then, when your kids are at school, are you getting interrupted at that time too?
By Emma, Emma, she's pretty good. Her teacher actually doesn't even give her breaks. She gives them like 3 minute breaks or like,
holy cow, in that whole time?
Yeah. She'll only get like 1 5 minute break in that whole time.
From 12:15 to 3?
Yep.
And she's how old?
She's 10? In fifth grade, 10.
Oh.
Oh,
I know.
Jeez, I give my kids breaks because I need a break. I'm all, I know, right? Take 10.
Right?
Take 10. I'm going cross-eyed. Yeah. Yeah.
But then again, she's one of those where it's like, she walks over and I'm like, aren't you supposed to be in class? Oh, my camera's off. I'm like, what the? Go back to class. She's one of those kids. So, but give them a break, jam. And then Brooke from the other side in the kitchen, all of a sudden I'll hear, Mom, oh, I don't know where she's at. I don't know what to do. Mom, I can't find the page. And so I have to run over there, and their teacher's trying to tell her what page it is. She doesn't know what book it's in. So that happens about twice during her session. So,
jeez.
So I have to tell my students, hey, hold on.
Yeah.
And then I just got to run in there. But it feels very chaotic. I literally don't stop, and my brain does not stop even after 3 o'clock. It's just
no. I've said this multiple times before. I don't even have kids like you have kids, but I don't think I've slept in weeks. Like I don't.
Oh my god! Like my brain finally started sleeping.
Just goes. What are you doing? What's your secret? I'm like, I need like
I finally
CBD
started sleeping.
Or something at night.
I take something other than CBD sometimes. Yeah.
I need something.
Yeah, I don't know. I finally started sleeping. I finally had a day off. Sunday, I actually took the day off. I actually did not.
Okay, so I did that last Saturday, and then I looked at my email Sunday, and I was like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, you
Jesus
got a thousand
Christ,
emails just on
every
Saturday.
Every single student and their parent emailed me about an assignment, and it's like 2 emails per assignment, and I'm like, fuck me. Like, Jesus, I can't even have a week, like a day.
Yeah.
It's you like we're expected to work on the weekends, which is
yes, like we're on call.
Ridiculous,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're I just don't calls. Answer him. I don't answer him. I just don't.
I mean,
you have a lot of self-discipline.
Yeah,
I feel like I just let them pile up, and then I'm in more trouble because then I have even more work. I've been trying to stay on top of it and do a little bit of it every day, like to go through it and try to answer the emails as quick as I can and the remind messages from parents as much as I can. What are you thinking, Angel, about going back to school? What's your opinion of kids going back to school? All right, do the parent side, then the teacher side. What are you thinking?
Okay, I'll be parent first. As a parent, it's about time. I can see my kids missing out on a lot, especially the social aspect of it, which I think is really important. I have a background in psychology, so that's kind of you know, where I'm coming from, but I'm not the parent that's like, oh, yay, just, oh, God, they need to go back to school just so I can have like 5 minutes to myself or I can have a couple hours to do whatever I want. No, I want my kid to go back because they actually need that hands-on learning. Like, they don't learn well this way. They're just turning on a camera and pretending to learn, basically, is like how I see it. So I'm okay with them going back. I feel like if we are going to Costco or if we're going to Walmart or if we're going somewhere and everyone's wearing a mask
and they have social distancing in the school, and the desks are all apart and all of those precautions.
And a lot of the times I'm playing devil's advocate because I know a lot of people are really concerned, but as a parent for my kids and how I know my kids learn, I really want them to go back, you know. And then if it's not working and then they need to shut it down, then fine. But I think that we need to start progressing towards getting these kids back into the classroom. They're not learning anything. It's basically like Emma's going through her math and stuff and she's doing it, but she's not learning it. I feel like it's just going to be this blob that she's going to be like, oh yeah, I think I did that. But as she moves on to the next year, it's going to have to be retaught all over again. it's just not, I don't know.
So why can't we just like, what are your thoughts about having your kids repeat this grade?
I don't know. I think that sucks.
If everybody does it?
There's no way you get everybody to do it. There would be so many people against it. That would never happen.
Yeah, but even if you had 40% that said, you know what, my kid's not learning anything, I want my kid to repeat. It's, what would be the harm?
I mean, I can see that. It's just, I don't know. I just don't know how realistically that would ever work or people would ever agree to do that.
Is it the stigma of being held back?
Yes. Yes. Because that's exactly what I felt when you said that. And I'm like, oh, I don't want my kid to be like in fifth grade twice. I felt that even though I know that that's not really what's happening, but I did immediately feel that when you said that. So yeah, I would agree to that.
I think that's what would keep a lot of people from doing it, which is silly because I think a big problem with our schools anymore is social promotion, that we move kids ahead when they're not ready. They have learned anything. I mean, I don't know how you get, you know, what you do with a 16-year-old in third grade, but you know, at some point you have to say, you can't go further. You this is what you need to know.
You have to master this. Yes.
Third grade. That's it. Third grade.
You have to be at those points before you're allowed to go further.
Yeah. I totally agree. Now my kids don't learn this way well at all either, but there ain't no way in hell they're going back to school. So although we agree on the fact that the kids aren't learning, we don't agree on how to proceed. And like, and I know my kids are older, but like I just dropped classes for both my high schoolers. They both just dropped classes. And the administrator's like, you know, they're not going to get credits. I go, it doesn't matter. They're not going to get credits anyway because they're going to fail the class. You put them in a class they don't want to be in. They're not interested. And they don't learn this way. And so it doesn't really matter, you know. And the principal's like, well, as a parent, you know, I could say, you know, just go ahead and drop. As an administrator, I'd say, you know, it's early in the year, let's give them a couple weeks. And I'm like, yeah, I know my kid, it's not going to make any difference, because my kid says it doesn't matter, I'll go to class, I'm going to fail it anyway, I'm not interested.
I think it's harder too when your kids are older like yours are, and to argue with them, to argue that point with them. Yes, you will learn, yes, you will go to class, you can, you know.
No, of
but
course
I think
not.
With the Why younger kids, kindergarten, first, second, third graders, I just think that being, I mean, it's okay. So then when I start going to say this, I start thinking about like the pioneer days, you know, when they sat around the campfire and mommies and daddies taught them everything they knew and they were at home, but it's not like that anymore. And we don't have parents who have the ability, not you, Angel, but we don't have a lot of parents who, regardless of how you handled your conferences, we don't have a lot of parents that have the knowledge that of what has to be taught, what needs to be known, or have the time that it takes to get those kids in through those concepts. And like Angel was saying earlier, the whole social part of going to school as a little kid, I think that is, like you said, a really big part of becoming a human. And knowing how to engage with others and play with others and follow rules and be able to have give and take that you just don't get at home when you're punching your sister or you're hitting your brother because, you know, you can, you're at home, you know.
You're sitting there staring at your mom.
Right, yeah.
Mom.
My cousin-in-law, she teaches at a Waldorf school. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Waldorf schools. They don't start learning to read until the kids are like 6 or 7 years old, 7 years old, almost 8 sometimes. The whole first years of their education is simply play, imaginative play. And some of the kids that leave that school are some of the brightest, and they go to the, you know, the best universities. And it's always been interesting to me. The way those schools run, and they stay with the same teacher throughout the years. Mm. And it just kind of made me think about that. I really think that that part is important, but even when they are in school. So here's the other part. My kids are playing more now than they ever have. They're playing with each other. They're playing Barbies. They're playing Polly Pockets. They're drawing. They don't get that time even when they're in school. They only get like a 10-minute recess in the morning. And then for lunch, they only get 30 minutes, but they got to eat their lunch at the same time. And so they're not even getting that interactive play when they're in school.
So you're seeing a lot more chance for imagination to grow and develop.
Yes.
And do you find that their relationship with each other is better than it was when they were in school? Or do you think spending so much time with each other is detrimental to their relationship?
I don't think it's detrimental. I think they're sisters and they're going to like fight each other no matter what. but they are playing with each other more. I don't know.
Because I noticed my kids spend a lot more time together and they get along.
I don't know if they would get along any much.
They get along great.
They still fight and it drives me insane. But then you also have the aspect of they feel like they have to do everything with me since I'm around all the time. And that's, I think that's the difference between teenagers and little kids. They legit like will not do anything without me around. Like if I go outside, they run outside. Oh, I was going to come outside too. Fuck, I'm just gonna be by myself. I have to go to the bathroom. Oh, I have to go to the bathroom too. We only have one bathroom. Like, what are you gonna do? I'm just gonna stare at you. Just like, damn it. I go to the fridge. Oh, I'm hungry too. Like, fucking A. Like, we're gonna sit down and watch TV. Oh, let's watch a movie together. No, I wanna watch something with cuss words and sex and something else in it. Damn.
So get the Jedi mind track him. I am hungry? Run to the bathroom.
So that brings me to like the other side of the parents. The parents that are saying, like, put my kids back in school because I'm going insane. I can get that. But the aspect that they think that teachers are on vacation and like we're not doing shit just so you can go and have lunch with your girlfriend now and like do yoga without anyone bugging you, that pisses me off. Like,
yeah. Yeah, that's bullshit. I've never worked so much freaking ever. This is my 16th year teaching. I've never worked this much. My poor boyfriend's like, dude, seriously, like I live here too. Like, what about me? And he's never said that to me. Like he said that the other day. He's like, yeah, he's like, I've been home. He's like, I've been home from work for this long and you're still over there on that computer. And I felt bad. And I, you know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine like having kids. You know,
they ask me all the time, Mom, are you done? Are you on another meeting? When do you start again? Can we do this?
Yeah. Yeah. We had a friend over the other day out on the patio with cheese and wine. And when my guy got home and we were talking about how things were going and she was asking about our district and, you know, kind of course, everybody's comparing districts and comparing it with the district that her kids are in. And I'm like, and I was telling her how I got switched jobs a couple of days before school started. And she's like, what, how did you do that? And I'm like, I just been working a lot. And you know, my guy's like, she has literally been working 16, 18
I worked summer vacation. Look how much summer
that's
vacation
what we,
you have.
That's what we've been
your
doing.
Extended vacation.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, getting a brand new curriculum and in meetings for those curriculums in the middle of the summer and then coming back and having to do freaking PD that I got my check for, by the way, and everything I earned for those was taken out intact, legit. It was like $20 difference. I made shit off of that.
I didn't even get paid for any of those PDs I did. Too. I don't have a single thing on my
Well, it doesn't matter. I didn't either.
I got paid for
it. It was all taken in taxes.
It didn't make a difference.
I'm up till like 11:30, 12 o'clock, one, working every single night.
I mean, and it's not like you have a partner. You're a single parent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's another little, you know, twist of the screw.
Little shank in the side. Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's no one else that can make dinner. There's no one else that can give me an hour of time that I need. You know, there's no one else that can just say, hey, I'll do the laundry right now. You know, I have to wait until they go to bed. And by the time they go to bed, I give like my 30 minutes of TikTok, which turns into like an hour because sometimes I just go through. That's like the only time I get. And then I'm like, oh shit, I got to actually work. So then I'm working the rest of the night.
But yeah.
It just feels
I can imagine that it does. But I really wanted people to hear your perspective on that because I think it's important that people understand how hard you're working, and all of us are really working, and that this is not a vacation. Yeah. We, none of us love this. I don't think. I don't think any of us, I haven't talked to too many teachers who are like, this is the way I love doing this.
I was just going to say, I really like this whole thing right now is making me feel very like conflicted. I feel like a really shitty mom. And I feel like a really shitty teacher. I guess I'm not conflicted. I just feel shitty all around. I don't feel like myself as a teacher. I am one that's like, I'm walking around the classroom. I'm dancing around the classroom. I'm singing. If I start teaching and then I was just like, kind of want to make up a dance to help them remember it. That's just mine. I like to interact with the kids. I like to take them outside. I just don't feel like I'm teaching. I feel like it's just kind of a part of me that's not there, and it feels very disheartening. And it's kind of, I mean, I'm not a depressed person, but it's a depressive in some way. Like, it's just tiring. And
yeah. Well, like, I've definitely changed like my style of teaching, I would think, like, cause like, it's just different. Cause like, and I think this is why I spend so many hours planning. Feels like I work all the time is because I'm doing my lessons completely different. Like, I'm not just like really, I don't want to just talk right at them. I don't want to do that. Like, I want it, you know, online. I want them to be interested. I want to be interactive. So everything is like gamified, everything. Like, next week, my lesson, we're doing the Aztecs. And then I've got this whole like survival simulation of when the Aztecs meet the conquistadors. And it's like a choose your own adventure kind of thing that we're going to do. I did one of those the other week with Trans-Saharan Trade. I did this whole choose your own adventure. It was so much fun. We have fun. I have fun. If I'm bored, the kids are bored. You know what I mean? So like every single lesson I'm doing, I'm trying to like almost like gamify it, make it like completely like just something I'd never done before. Damn. You know what I mean? And I'm excited. Like, I'm super excited for next week's lesson. I know the kids are going to love it. You know what I mean? Because it's, some of them are going to die and some are going to get sacrificed off the temple. And you know what I'm saying? But
damn, I feel even shittier as a teacher now.
I don't know. I've had to.
I'm just kidding.
Totally. That's awesome. It's really hard. Mm-hmm. It is hard to do that. Mm-hmm.
It's because so hard.
I feel like we're talking about like having opportunities that kids should really be using this opportunity to explore. They've got all this information at their fingertips on a computer, and we're instead of us talking at them and like, okay, here's a worksheet that I put on Google. Now fill out this worksheet using, you know, Luma. What is it, Lumen, that changes your work through your PDFs into fillable?
Wow, you can use Cam. Well, you know, can write right on it. Mm.
You know, yeah. Right. But see, well, it's just the same thing, right?
Yeah,
and that isn't what this should be. I think that's what we're talking about when we said that this is an opportunity to make a shift. And today I had that opportunity. It was awesome. It was a last minute thing I did last night. I wanted them to have a write something, but I didn't want them to like, okay, I'm going to give you 2 hours here, write a story. I didn't want to do that. So I'm like, how can I do this? So I decided to put them into breakout groups. And I gave them random parameters for their story. So we generated random characters, scenarios, first lines, vocabulary. I found a thing online that would do all this generator. And originally I thought, I'll give them all different stories and they could all make different ones. And then I thought, nah, I'm going to give them all the same parameters and see all the different stories that come out of the same stuff.
That's cool.
So I broke them up into groups of three. I had 7 Google Meets going at the same time. And I was popping in and out of them, and the kids, my gosh. My
computer would have took a shit right there.
Well, it could have been a disaster. It totally could have been a disaster. Luckily, the internet was on, you know, I had good internet vibe going and it was working. Nothing was lagging. And the kids, if you popped in and their Google Meets, they were like, you guys, the rising action isn't working here. We need to do something else with the exposition. Oh, let's make the character do this. And they were like, it was like,
teacher happy tear.
Then you could, oh my God, I wanted to cry. I'm not kidding you. The kids were like, wait, what does this word mean? And you could see the Google dictionary coming up and they're, oh, it means this. And then it was just like every group of all the seven groups were on task, into it. And when the day was over, I mean, they worked on this for 2.5 hours. And then the second half of the hour was they were supposed to put it, produce something with it in order to present it. So they could make a video, they could do a podcast, they could make a Google slide presentation with their story. They didn't get that far. So they said, Ms. Carden, can we leave the Google Meets on so we can keep working on this? I was like, what?
Asperger says what?
So I, of course, can't do that because whatever could happen. But I didn't realize that Google Meets is blocked for our kids. They can't start
They can't start their own. They can if they go incognito.
So I said something to Denora and she's like, man, you'd have to stay on and supervise them all. Like,
yeah,
were.
You would. Like,
no,
my kids wanted to stay on today too. I was all later.
So we did a little before the class ended, and we all brainstormed ways they could communicate with each other after. And then they decided they want to do it like a big show, and they want to invite our principal and vice principal to listen to their presentation.
Grade one, can I come?
Sweet.
Damn, you guys make me feel shitty. But kudos to you.
You should invite other kids like mine to come watch. Group.
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. That would be fun. We should. Because I don't know how good they are. And I told them, I said, don't get hung up on writing perfect stories. I only gave you an hour. That's not what this is about. You know, because you know, they're the accelerated kids in our case, which means that they're on grade level.
What are those?
Yeah, well, you're going to get them next quarter, Jen. They're amazing.
I know. I can't wait.
It's like, I was like, oh my God, I'm teaching humans.
I can't wait. Humans. I haven't had accelerated kids and I don't even remember
how many. Anyways, it's one of those days we go, this is why I'm a
good
teacher.
Good for you, Anne.
It's like this.
Yeah.
It was good. I mean, it could have totally gone sideways.
I know. I
it
want that.
Gone, and it didn't. It was just great. And the kids were like, this is exciting. You could tell that they were so stoked. And that was exactly what I was saying. It's like, I gave them something to do. We had enough background information because we've been studying story structure. And they could take it and run with it and create something that was fun for them. It just, the gods were with me. The teaching gods were shining on me that day. It may not happen for another 34 years.
But also it probably helped though that they were working together. You would not have gotten as much engagement if they were doing it individually.
No,
because I found that too. When you put them in groups, they're actually excited
to
talk to each other.
YouTube.
Right?
Oh my gosh. I would, on my breaks, when my kids go, like we go on breaks. Oh, okay. Everybody pull it up. Like they've exchange phone numbers. There's this whole conversation that goes on, and there's been times like 15 minutes is up and I just sit there and listen to them because I just like to you know what I mean,
they're
just talking to each other, like they're getting to know each other.
That's what happened. They were exchanging phone numbers, they were deciding what apps they were going to talk on. Anyways, I don't know what's going to happen. That could be total crap stories. Whatever it was, the experience today was a great way to end the week.
I kind of did something with the kids today. I don't know if you guys have heard of the game Among Us. Have you heard of the kids?
I played Among Us today with the kids. That's what we
so
did.
I totally, I we stayed did. On after because these kids were like, Ms. Montes, do you want to play Among Us? And I'm like, what that? Sure.
Yes. Oh my God. The kids ran it. I was with the little red guy in there. I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh man. I was on my phone. I had no idea what I was doing, but it was so much fun. So it's kind of.
So did you do that on an app?
It's exactly
I downloaded
like,
it on my phone real quick.
Yeah, it's
that's
on your
what
phone.
I heard.
So yeah, it's like Mafia. I don't know if you've ever played Mafia. So I got super excited and I was like, oh my God, I'm totally into this. And we were talking, we were laughing, and I was like, who killed me? And they were like,
that's why the kids asked me, can we stay on? I was like, because they still wanted to play. I've got a thing I got to do, guys. Sorry.
So what is this app in case our listeners want to try it?
It's called Among Us. And you can play like privately with like certain people. You can make like a little code, or you can play online with like random people.
That's what we did. Yeah. We played privately. We made a code
and
just for the
it's
kids.
It's totally like Mafia. If you've ever played Mafia with a group, it's exactly like that. Like two or three people are like the, what are they called? Imposters. And they like try to kill you before you have to complete your task.
You have to figure out.
And then all of a sudden someone will be dead. And then everyone, they like talk about it and they're like, I think it's so-and-so and so, no, it's this person. Okay. And then you vote. It's just like mafia.
And then you get to vote mafia on who it is.
And so I used to play mafia with my kids in the classroom. And those were days that we didn't even like learn anything, but they
learned a lot. It.
And so oh, you play learning more than you think.
Yeah.
That whole social interaction discussion thing.
I was super excited to like connect with the kids that way.
That's really important.
Yeah. How funny. That's totally what we did today.
And did you change your attendance for the last 2 days, you guys?
Hell no. You think I've ever gone back and done that?
I'm not doing that. I don't care.
I just mark if they're there or not, and then I'll leave a little teacher note because it's too confusing to
see.
I don't know if they logged on to do their asynchronous work and looked at it and then said,
exactly.
No,
how are you supposed to know that?
No, it's not if they logged on, it's if they turned it in.
Well, I give my kids a week.
Well, see, now on top of all these hours a day, now I got to go grade so I can go back and change my attendance.
Can't you go into Aries and can't you go into the grade book and see if they turned it in there? It's like a big red box that says there's nothing been turned in. Why do I have to mark it separate?
Only if you put your grades in from Google, how are you going to know? You're the one who puts the grades in Aries. They don't automatically go in.
That whole thing just makes me want to vomit.
No, just that we're supposed to mark whether or not they did their homework.
Yeah, but that means I'd have to grade it like every day.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Not only am I on class on the computer for 5 hours, five fucking hours with my class. Now I've got to go sit there for another hour or two to grade, to go back to make my attendance correct.
How about five? Five more.
AM and PM. AM class is 2.5. PM is 2.5. That's 5 hours.
Takes me at least 3 or 4 hours to grade. So what I told my parents this, and it takes me so long to grade though. And that's why I can't do it every day, is because it's like, I am reading everything these kids are answering because their answers are shit. It's like, it's literally like crap spit out from a keyboard. It has nothing to do with the question, or they just pulled, maybe I'm just going to think about this answer and just type it in because I'm going to get credit for it anyways. Because I type it in, I turn it in, I get credit. No.
Oh, God.
So yeah, I am like literally reading, and I told my parents this.
We talked about
that last
night.
Their answer is crap. I basically kind of told them that. They're not going to get credit for it. Yep. I don't care if they turned it in. And they're like, did you really do that? Yes, I am doing that. That's why your kid's failing. Because I said, what part of the system is the heart? Oh, the dog likes to poop in the yard.
Right.
What the fuck? Like, it has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
That's their answers.
True, though. That is so true.
Yeah.
They just, and I have kids turning in blank assignments, and then their parents are like, why haven't you graded this?
Let's see.
Nope, that's a zero. You turn something in blank, you just
got
a zero.
That's what's
going to
create
job,
a struggle
buddy.
When we go back. So as a teacher, this perspective, when we go back, it's going to be really hard to get these kids to understand their
I think
their
it is going to be hard.
Quality. They don't have quality right now. They haven't had it since March.
I don't know. I kind of tend to think that in education, like, we kind of did this a lot to ourselves, because there were a lot of administrators I had that said, oh, it's okay. You don't have to grade everything. It's okay. You don't have to grade everything. You don't have to look at everything. You don't have to look at everything.
I mean,
yeah, but you have to look at more than you don't look at.
You have to look at enough to make the kids think that you're looking at everything.
Yes.
Or even
so that they can't figure it out, you know, and they don't know when you're going to look at it and when you're not going to look at it.
It shouldn't matter, right? At some point, the kids should want to turn in quality no matter what, whether somebody's going to look at it or not. That's the utopia world.
But they don't. They just want to put anything down just to get it done, just to be
because
done.
That's
turn
the
in,
whole
I'm done.
Thing with this group of kids anymore.
Because that's the society we live in.
God.
It's all about immediate.
Quick and easy.
They flip through TikTok. I do it. You flip through and you're like, oh, I'm bored. Flip, oh, I'm bored. Within like a second or two. You make that decision. They can decide what they want to watch on Netflix. They can.
That brings up this one thing that I've thought about. I don't remember where I read this, but the fact that nobody knows how to be bored anymore.
Yep.
And boredom is where creativity comes from. It's when your brain gets quiet enough to start thinking. But what we do is we blunt that The minute we're in a line waiting, the minute we have to do anything where we are waiting,
boop.
Yes,
they phone out.
Comes out there, and the kid comes up to you. I'm bored. What do? We throw a video at them. Oh my God, throw a device at them. And so kids, when they have that opportunity for their brain to be quiet and to think things through, they don't get it. They don't understand that.
Well, they don't know how to do it.
We've totally numbed them. But anyways, thanks for joining us today, Angel, and sharing your perspective. It was awesome to hear from you. You should pop on more often.
Thank you.
Just, you know,
yeah, invite me.
Come
anytime.
On anytime. It's always fun. But
you're invited.
If you guys want to, if you want to check out more of us, please go to www.transparencyandteaching.com on our website. Leave us some comments. Let us know what you think. Hey, let us know what you think of this new shorter format. Do you miss us talking for hours at a time, or would you like us talking for the shorter time?
They're all now we're listening to you because it's fucking shorter. I don't talk as long.
So anyways, have a good day, you guys. It was awesome hanging out with you as always. Can't wait till we can do this in person again. It will be amazing. So hang in there. Keep teaching. You're all amazing teachers, all of you, no matter what you think or how desperate or how hard it is, all you teachers out there in teacher land, you're fantastic. And don't let anyone tell you you're not, because you are amazing and you're doing the most important job there is. If without teachers, nothing else would really exist. So you gotta be, education is where it's at, folks. Teachers are gods. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, thank you.
Is that too much? Is that too much?
Yeah, maybe. It's just a
goddess.
Bit.
God.
Is that too much? Am I gonna get in trouble?
Well, this god's about to get in the shower.
This god literally has her kids like standing by my door. Right? Thanks for having me. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.